Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Andrew Jackson Show on every Monday through Friday, 6:30 in the evening and 11 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday, when my situation permits me to do this. I welcome you. As you know, this is a politically incorrect show. We're in for honest discernment. We're in for honest reporting. We're in for facts and truth and not engaging in political and media lies and political rhetoric. I'm also a Christian and follow the full authority of Holy Scripture from Genesis to Revelation, as well as the ancient creeds of the Church, the Athanasian, Nicene, and Apostles' Creed. I am also running two radio shows, a podcast show and a blog talk radio show, this one, which have many visitors from many countries. These are Christian orientation. I have many Muslim visitors from Muslim countries and from China, atheist agnostic China. My podcast show has had over 4,000 people viewing it from many, many countries in the world. Also, I'm a writer. I've written 10 books. I'm planning for more. Three of these books are Christian books. Essays in the Christian Worldview has been a national and international bestseller. The Essays on Faith, Culture, Politics, and Politics has sold well, and my book on the parables has been posted. The four of my interpretations of the 41 parables has been posted in the in my social media and website. And over 500 blogs are available on academia.edu and my website. And I am writing a book, completing a book on the Psalms. I've completed that book, and I'm parlaying it to a publisher. And as well as I am moving in other directions in terms of writing, in terms of a book on the miracles, a book on the sayings of Christ. And I'm posting the sayings of Christ in the Gospels gradually on social media and on my website. So this is what I'm doing lately. And tonight I'm going to talk about something very important to me, one of the parables in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 18, verses 1 to 8. It's the parable of the unjust judge. Of course, when I try to understand these sayings of Christ, the Savior and Redeemer of the world and Creator of the cosmos and universe, I do so with humility. I'm well aware of how awesome this task is to undertake in light of my limited human reason or my mortality, but I welcome the honor and privilege of trying and attempting to understand the words of Jesus, and I hope and trust I am up to the challenge of doing this at this time. As I say, I propose to interpret, explain, and understand some sayings of Jesus, the Son of God and Savior and Redeemer of the world, a creator of the cosmos and the universe. And I do this with humility. I'm well aware of how awesome the task is I undertake in light of my limited hues and human reason and thinking and my mortality. But I welcome the honor and privilege of trying and attempting to understand the words of Christ. And I hope and trust I'm up to it, this challenge. The gospel passage that I'm trying to understand is as follows. I'm taken from chapter 8 of the Gospel, verses 1 to 8, titled The Parable of the Unjust Judge, where Jesus says that in a certain city there was a judge, and he says about this judge who neither feared God nor regarded man. Bad person, not a good person. There was a widow in that city who kept coming to him, importuning him, saying, "Vindicate me against my adversary." The judge refused initially, but he concluded with her constant request in this respect. He said, "Though I neither fear God nor regard man, yet because this widow bothers me, I will vindicate her." So he's saying her constant petitions to him led him to grant her request. And then the Lord said, "You hear what this unrighteous judge says. that he will listen and grant these constant requests. And he says, and will not God in the same way not only help this woman who seeks constantly to petition him, but he will vindicate the elect who cry to him day and night. He will vindicate the church, the members of the church, the Christians, who cry to him day and night. He will not delay long over them, and he will vindicate them speedily. Concludes, nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? So there are a lot of layers and strands to understand in this parable, and it's very difficult to understand the use of this analogy of the unjust judge, but the issue is prayer and God granting the petitions in prayer. And that's the analogy here to the Christian who prays and asks God for things and requests. Jesus is saying persistence in prayer will move God to grant that person's request. But nevertheless, it's somewhat puzzling here, this widow's persistent petitions, and Jesus is very concerned and notes the persistency of the prayers and petitions that God will grant the request of the person. When the judge is analogized to God, I think, and the widow and her petitions to the Christian believer, who is petitioning God persistently in prayer, and God finally grants her request. But we are told here that the judge here, who is analogized, the widow is analogized to the Christian believer who's praying, and the judge, we are told, is analogized, I think, to God, who is hearing the petitions. We are told of this unjust judge that he neither feared God or regarded man, and initially refused to hear the widow. But the widow kept bothering him, the judge, and he gave in to her cries. It is quite clear from the words of this parable that the analogy is for us to persist in prayer. The widow's Jesus is saying here that in the image of the unjust judge, who is the image of God in some sense, and the widow is the image of the person who is praying persistently, by praying and bothering God, so to speak, her cries are heard, the cries of the Christian are heard, whoever is praying and granted. So the analogy in this parable is we are advised to persist in prayer. And persistence will move God to hear and grant the petitions. But what's a little bit unusual to understand here is the image of God is presented, I think, here as an unjust judge who neither fears nor God nor regards man. And that's somewhat difficult to follow and grasp, that God can be analogized, or Jesus be analogized. Certainly the widow who is persistently petitioning can be analogized to the Christian who's praying persistently and will eventually be heard. But it's somewhat difficult to analogize the unjust judge here who neither fears God nor regards man. Very difficult to grasp, because God is certainly not. It seems that the unjust judge is analogized to God, hearing the widow's petitions. But God is certainly not unjust and should not be seen as having or lacking regard for men and God. Yet this image is what we are given, where the widow, the persistence of the widow is compared to the persistence in prayer to the eternal God. So this is a little bit puzzling, because yes, the persistence of prayer of the widow is understandable to the eternal God, but then we are told it was an unjust judge who neither feared God nor regarded men. Jesus is analogizing to God. It's very difficult to understand this analogy. And then Jesus follows here after saying that the widow's petitions will be heard. He follows here that he will vindicate the elect in the same way that cry to him day and night, and will not delay long over them, and will speedily vindicate them. So he's saying, Jesus is saying here that the widow has to be analogized not merely to the individual who is praying with persistent petitions, but to the elect. Cry to him day and night, and he will hear them and vindicate them, and not delay, and speedily vindicate them. So Jesus gives a second meaning and thrust to this gospel passage, where he says, not only do the persistent prayers of the widow, the individual human being who persistently prays, that are heard and granted, but he gives a second meaning and says the persistent cries of the elect of the church will be heard and acted on speedily, just as the persistent petitions of the widow were responded to. The prayer, so to speak, of the widow and the elect, Jesus says here, he moves on to analogizing the person praying to the elect, and he says, and I will continue this tomorrow, but the prayer of the widow and the elect are in fact heard by God and responded with love for the one person in prayer for the elect. And then Jesus says, the Son of Man will he come and find faith on earth? Perhaps Jesus means that will he find the faith of the widow and the elect or not? Will he find faith? But Jesus says here that God will not abandon people, but they must pray and be faithful. They must pray and be faithful to him until the return of the Son of Man. So Jesus says that God will not abandon people, but they must pray and be faithful. The church in prayer must be persistent and faithful. It is not continued prayer, it's not revised, but prayer with a relationship. I will continue this interpretation tomorrow, and I hope I've shed some light on this passage. Thank you very much.